Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Where I live, Simon, you can see cars trying to enter the fish market on Christmas Eve because they back up for whole kilometres. Christmas Eve, you're going to the Sydney fish market? Holy moly. Should we talk today about being prepared for Christmas?
I think that sounds really, really good.
Yeah, I think we need to listen to this episode ourselves. I'm Amy Stein.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And this is your prep for Christmas 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So when Christmas looms, right,
yes,
it can be quite burdensome for the person who's in charge of the food, which I'm guessing is you.
Yes, without
fail. It's a lot of mental load, right, of planning and preparing and not letting anybody's dietary restrictions slip through.
For sure, absolutely. There's a lot to handle. There's
yes,
a lot to get on your plate. So I think the best thing you can do is plan in advance.
All right, talk us through how you prepare for this whole silly season.
I prepare for this whole silly season with the day itself, which I know sounds a bit boring, on a piece of paper. Have a think about who's coming, what we're going to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, plan back and around and side to side and all the other days. Because I think actually a lot of people get a little bit sidetracked, or not sidetracked. It's really critically important to get the day itself right.
Yeah.
But to remember that Christmas is a whole period. So you've got a good five or six days of, you know, family time, intense family time. You might be going away or whatever. And you're not just going to want to plan for that one big meal.
That's true. There's no daycare. No one has to go to the office.
No.
So you are all spending an unusually large amount of time at home.
Which can be great.
Can I ask you, this is a bit personal, but can you remember what your Christmas menu was for last year?
Yes, I got one of those big eye fillets, the big windsock type things. I cooked it up the day before Christmas on the barbecue, wrapped it in tin foil, and then served it on the day itself at room temperature with some homemade garlic aioli, some beans that I'd soaked and made up in advance, basically loads of other things that I had cooked up in advance so that we could enjoy the day itself
without sweating.
Dying.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great
idea.
So
that really worked. And I would strongly recommend doing that. Anything you can do to prepare and get everything ready in advance, then do it. But also with that meal, we created lots of dishes that people could share and move around, but also that would kind of work really well as leftovers the following few days.
Nice, like a potato salad type thing.
A little bit like a potato salad. It was a nice big bean salad. There were some lovely roasted capsicums that were stuffed with cherry tomatoes and basil and olives and a few things, which
wow,
we might talk about at some point, and various other little dishes and bits and pieces.
Does your family do prawns on Christmas?
They did, and we did. Prawns made an appearance.
Yeah,
they were very delicious.
Aussie.
Look, it's taken a long time to get that, Yumi. I think we've talked about this before. We now avoid the heavy roast meal, and if anyone's listening, I strongly recommend pushing you in that direction if at all possible and try and get some sort of temperature-specific food going on there.
That's interesting because, you know, when I talk about fashion with young women, I always say first consideration has to be the weather.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what you wear. If it's not suited to the weather, you're going to look ridiculous. And the same applies for food, right?
I think it
a
really does.
A 40-degree Christmas day does not ask for a roasted turkey.
No, it really doesn't. Mm. It really doesn't, not unless you want to slip into some sort of horrible coma for the rest of the afternoon or some nasty meat sweat. No, it's not good. good. So please try and avoid it. But then if that's your thing and that's what you really want, go for it, because it is Christmas. Everyone has their traditions. It's that time of year. So just, you know, cook what you want, what will make you happy. But do just try and be organised. Try and get everything ready in advance and try and think of the whole period.
Right. So let's say you've got the prawns and there's leftovers, which absolutely is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to undersupply the prawns. You want to oversupply, which means what are you going to do with those prawns?
Yeah. Well, so last year the prawns got whipped off the table quite early and put back in the fridge after we checked everyone wanted to eat, you know, had had enough, their
yep.
fill. And then the next day, after a day at the beach, we came back and had beautiful pasta with prawns, lots of garlic, lemon, some rocket. It was delicious.
So I'm picturing a linguine. You've
exactly.
peeled the prawns, chopped up the meat just lightly, roughly chopped.
Exactly.
Garlic, parsley, what was the other thing? Rocket.
Rocket.
And then tossed through with a bit
lots
of olive
lemon.
Oil. Lemon. Oh, that sounds really clever.
Delicious.
Really delicious. Just a quick thing on serving the prawns on Christmas Day. I don't want to one-up you here because you've done a magnificent job with that pasta. My mouth is ready for that.
You go for it, Yumi.
When I've got the prawns on the table on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
I sit them on a bowl of ice.
Oh.
Yeah, I
that
do.
That is fancy.
Yes, I do, because I'm Australian, born and bred. I know how to deal with this weather. For more on today's 5-Minute Food Fix, you can check out our Instagram. Please follow us, leave us a review, tag us, share us, because it all helps our little show to grow. And we'll see you soon. We've got more on how to survive this weather and this environment on future episodes of 5-Minute Food Fix.
Ho, 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 ho.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.